Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled because today we have with us Amrita Grace. Amrita is a fiercely committed person to guiding spirit-led women into their authentic, embodied, personal power ever since 2000, inspiring them to live the fulfilled and abundant lives they dream of. Co-founder of the Sacred Feminine Mystery School, Amrita is an accomplished facilitator of sacred sexual awakening and healing workshops, retreats, and teacher certification trainings for women. And she also has a new bestseller. So, Amrita, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
So, Amrita, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life. You have a very interesting background. So, if you could share some of that, I know our listeners would love to hear.
Oh, I would be happy to. It really started with being sexually abused as a child. That was kind of my jumping off place. That led me into a couple of decades of acting out sexually as an adult. And then in my late 30s, I diagnosed myself as a sex addict. Finding treatment was really challenging at that time because I was living in a small mountain town in California. And what I found was that there really wasn't a good understanding of sexual addiction in women at that time and in that place. So I forged my own healing path. And what that looked like was, to start with, walking across hot coals. And then I was part of a women's priestess circle. And I learned to belly dance. So these were the ways that I started processing my healing path. I was extremely committed to my recovery, and it was really a very spiritual path that I was carving out for myself. I had quite a lot of therapy along the way, but what I found is that after several years of therapy, that my sexuality was still mostly unhealed. And that was really frustrating because that was what needed healing most of all. So I was lucky enough to find my way to a school that was teaching sacred sexual healing. And through that school, I got trained as a certified spiritual sexual educator. It was a 2-year program, and it was extremely rigorous and thorough. And it was really my saving grace because it was the final piece that I needed to fully heal from that childhood sexual abuse. So I started teaching sacred sexual healing after that, and eventually became an administrator and teacher at the school. Eventually, I became the school's director as well. And that school closed in 2012. So it was during this time of attending the school and after that I began writing my book, which was really part of my own healing path. And what's funny about it is that it's a fairly short book, but it actually took 7 years to write because I needed to go through each part of it with my own healing. After the school closed in 2012, I launched a workshop business teaching sacred sexual healing. It really wasn't very successful. So I was puzzled because I really felt like this was my path. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer. At that point, I just let my business go. And I was actually quite relieved to do so because I'd been trying to shift whatever wasn't working and I wasn't having much success. So my breast cancer journey was quite short and amazingly joyful, but in the aftermath of that, I was left pretty unclear about what was next for me, and that actually went on for a few years. I thought it was just going to be helping women with breast cancer, so I wrote a book about it, created an online course, but they never really seemed to go anywhere, and I just never felt like they had any traction. So I just let it sit. Just let it all sit. Didn't try to make anything happen because that was one of the lessons of breast cancer. And in 2017, I was invited to teach a weekend workshop on sexual healing in North Carolina, where I now live. And it was extremely well received by the women of North Carolina, and it completely reignited my path in the realm of sacred sexual awakening and healing. So I began to organize workshops again, and I had a huge success just a couple of months ago with a women's week-long workshop in Costa Rica. I left that workshop flying high and so clear. It was like the volcano was erupting. I felt aligned, and I felt ready to launch sacred sexual awakening and healing into the world in a much bigger way. Since then, I've just been in this absolute creative chaos over the last couple of months, and now I've launched a certified spiritual sexual educator teacher training for women as part of the Sacred Feminine Mystery School. And I co-founded the school with Caroline Muir, and she's been developing and teaching sacred sexual awakening and healing for more than 30 years, and she's designated me her lineage holder. We also facilitate vacation retreats for women where we take them step by step through healing and awakening their sexuality in a really safe, sacred sisterhood space. It's starting to feel like there's success here, like there's desire for this in the world, and like it's just the right time in the culture as we've come through the Me Too movement and women are stepping up and declaring their power around their sexuality, their sovereignty. And now I just have a really big vision of bringing this work into the world to a wide range of people.
Oh, that is so beautiful and so powerful. And what timing. Incredible timing, really. So tell me a little bit about what the work you're doing first, and then I'd love to dive into your book and learn all about it and share that with our listeners as well. But tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing and what you hope women will achieve through this life work that you're dedicated to.
Absolutely. I really want people to know, and women, but also people, all people, to know that they don't have to stay stuck in unfulfilling relationships or lives that don't feel satisfying and uplifting to them. There's such a big opportunity for living a life of joy and happiness when people are willing to look inside themselves, especially at the parts they don't like, the parts that we call shadow parts. And that's a really big part of this work, is looking at all of these parts inside of us that we just don't like, or we don't want to project to the world, or we don't want anyone to know about. That's part of why I use the term sexual wholeness, because it really is about bringing all the parts of ourselves together for integration, because otherwise those unconscious parts will run our lives. And that's what was happening for me for all those years of sexual acting out as a young adult, was that there were parts of me, especially my unhealed, wounded little girl, she was running the show, and I wasn't aware of it. So through the sexual healing work, what I've found is that I've been able to bring so much amazing magic into my life. And I really want that for others. I want other people to know that they can have exactly the kind of life that they want. I'm married to a wonderful man who absolutely adores me and supports me 100%. And it really took me doing this deep work to have that happen, especially after two marriages that were filled with addiction and codependency. There was a lot of misery in those times. So all that's behind me now, and I know how to navigate even the really tough times with the tools I have. And that's why being diagnosed with breast cancer was such an easy thing for me. It was like, okay, I have these tools. I have access to all of my sexual energy, which is our life force energy, and I know how to use it to be one of the tools to help heal myself.
Wow, that is, again, so very, very powerful. So tell me a little bit about writing your book. Tell us about the book and tell us what it was like to write a book based on such unbelievable, powerful personal experiences.
Wow, it was a powerful experience in and of itself. One of the ways that I like to help other people understand about shadow is to share my own. So in the book, I share some really powerful personal short stories. They're like memoir pieces from my own life and my own recovery process. And I really share the stuff that most people would never want anyone else to know. And I do that so that I can create a rapport with others so that people can see and understand that it's not just them, and also that I'm not just this wonderful, joyful person who's always been this way. I've been through the ringer, really through the ringer with this. And I came out the other side into an amazing life and feeling so, so good about myself. The book is laid out through the human energy system or the chakra system, in which case there are 7 energy centers. And starting with the lowest energy center or the base, which is where our connection to the earth, our connection to our really the basics of life, family and money and community and work. That's where we start in the journey. And then we work our way up through the chakras, through the heart, through the throat, through the third eye, and up to the crown, which is our connection with spirit. So it's like starting at the bottom, the basement, and working our way up. It's like starting in hell and working our way up to heaven, to use kind of a metaphor there. The book is a quick read. It's only about 113 pages, and yet it's a very deep dive. And that's what I like about it. People don't have a lot of time to sit with books these days. And I like to be able to deliver very concise, very deep information in a way that people can easily digest it. At the end of each chapter, there are some exercises, and I also have a web page with audios of those bonus exercises that are linked in the Kindle book and that are indicated in the print book so that people can hear those in my voice and they don't have to try to figure out how to do it on their own. They've just got them, and they're short and easy. So this can be very introductory for people who are new to this kind of healing, or I've also heard from people that have been on a healing path for years and get quite a lot out of it. So it was a beautiful journey for me to take, and I'm actually in the third revision of the book now as I've refined it over the years to something that feels really helpful, really beautiful, and really powerful.
Yeah, and I love the name, Reclaiming Aphrodite, The Journey to Sexual Wholeness. What do you hope people will take away? Are there a few top tips that you think you would like to share that people can take away from reading the book?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I think my favorite one, and I share this as well in the breast cancer book, it's called, well, I'll say what it's called in a minute, but this would be my number one tip, and it sounds very simple. But it's really one of the most powerful things you can do, and it's called stop, breathe, and feel. Our breath is really, it's not just what keeps us alive. This is how spirit moves through us, is with our breath. And when we're feeling strong emotions, especially what we would consider negative emotions, it's really easy to get into a shallow breathing pattern unconsciously and to contract around whatever we're feeling. All that does is just keep it locked up inside of us. It's counterintuitive, but if you're willing to actually take a deep breath into whatever you're feeling, and it can be painful or negative emotions, or it can be positive emotions too, take a really deep breath into it and expand it, it will actually process through and leave layer by layer. So what that really takes is stopping looking at your computer, stopping being on the phone. It takes taking some time to really be with yourself and to breathe and then to really feel whatever it is that you're feeling. And this is most powerful. You can do it anytime, but it is most powerful when you're feeling a strong emotion. So when you're feeling a strong emotion, if you just stop everything, take a deep breath, and then really feel whatever it is that's moving through you. There's such a tendency to want to tamp it down, to not feel. But not feeling, what that does is it puts these toxic emotions right back into our body. As they stay in there year after year, they can eventually manifest into illness and disease. So if we can keep these emotions moving and keep them clearing, then we can really keep ourselves healthy on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
That is so beautiful, so beautiful. And, you know, it's so empowering because it's something that you're sharing that everyone can do for themselves. And again, it seems like such a simple thing, but such a powerful, powerful thing. So if you were to look at the work that you're doing and the wonderful books that you've written, and you were to look at it almost like a legacy, I think it's a little too early for you to be thinking about that, but, you know, if you were to look at it that way and what that's contributing to the world, what would that look like for you?
Oh, I'm so happy you asked that question, Vicki, because I do have a really big vision of what a legacy can look like. And that's the foundation I'm laying right now in the business I'm creating, is a legacy that outlives me. What I foresee is a worldwide revolution of sexual healing and healing between the masculine and feminine principles that would have the impact of substantially reducing sexual molestation and violence, as well as porn and sexual addiction in all genders. I envision a time when a high percentage of parents are educated and enlightened enough around their own sexuality to teach their children how to be empowered around their sexuality and how to have really healthy boundaries so that they know when they're in inappropriate situations and they can say no, they can be empowered. That is where it really starts, is with the kids. I would love to see schools teaching sacred sexuality starting at a very young age, maybe even as young as kindergarten, in a way that young children can understand and integrate, because quite frankly, they're already being exposed to all manner of sexual innuendo from a very early age, especially with access to the internet and what's on TV these days. So why not put it in a sacred context? In this vision that I hold, sexuality is a natural part of life and no longer carries the kind of shame and secrecy that it has carried for eons. I'd love to see birth control, education, and provisions available to anyone at any age who wants them. I foresee a world in which porn becomes passé because it's just so unrealistic and it completely ruins men for real sexual relationships. And this has become quite a thing these days. Men who are addicted to porn, and it is very addictive, go and try and have an actual sexual relationship with a woman, and it doesn't work because they're so used to something that's not real. I would also love to see plastic surgeons no longer having any business from genital and breast alterations, because women are loving their bodies and they're happy with themselves and they don't feel a need to look like models or porn stars. I envision women all over coming into their feminine power and teaching men how to treat them like goddesses, and men coming into their masculine power in a balanced and healthy way. Part of this, too, is the idea of gender fluidity and all of the different sexual orientations that are coming into more awareness these days. I would love to see all of that accepted as normal and healthy at any age. That's some pieces of my really big vision.
Well, that is a beautiful and really big vision. And I'd love to ask you, how do you see that fluidity working? You know, the difference between male energy and female energy is very different. And I love that it's different. I think it's wonderful that we have those differences. But how do you see that actualizing into something that is more fluid than it is today? Like you're saying, with all the pornography, it dulls men to real sex. The abuse that some women have, even some men experience, there's a tremendous amount of things to adjust to in the world. How do you see that becoming more fluid? What do you think is the magical key there?
Well, everyone contains a masculine essence and a feminine essence. So a really important piece of healing for us individually and for the planet is to have that understanding of and attunement to our own masculine and feminine essences and finding a balance in between them. So when I speak about gender fluidity, mostly what I'm speaking about there is people who don't necessarily identify with the gender they were born with. So that's become a spectrum these days. It doesn't necessarily mean, okay, I was born a woman and I really want to be a man. There is a spectrum there, and they may fall somewhere on the spectrum. And yet, we each still contain the masculine essence and the feminine essence. So part of one of the exercises in the book, and essentially in both books, is the bringing together of our own inner masculine and feminine in a kind of inner marriage to become aware of our inner feminine and interact with her, and become aware of our inner masculine and interact with him, and then bring them together in a visualization to see how can they support each other, what do they need from each other. So really the health of the planet in the changing times comes back to this piece. How balanced are we in our inner masculine and our inner feminine? As me as a woman, how is my inner masculine treating me? How is my inner masculine treating other people? Part of my experience with this is that when I came out of that sexual abuse, I became very masculine oriented. As a young adult, I became very controlling. I very much wanted to be in power because I wasn't going to let anyone have power over me ever again. And I became very aggressive, very, very masculine in my presentation to the world and how I did things. But I wasn't aware of that. It really took coming into this divine feminine or sacred feminine work, which I did in my recovery time, and starting to understand what it means to be in touch with my feminine aspects and balance those out with my masculine aspects so that I have them all available to me and I can call on whichever one I need at any time, because I don't want my masculine to go away. That's a part of me that I very much need to be in action and be goal-oriented and get things done. I love that part of me. But at the same time, I want to balance that with my feminine who receives, who's in the flow, who is very creative. So we all have all of these qualities and we can dance with them. This is part of why I brought Aphrodite into the mix, because that's a very, very feminine archetype. The book, although it's called Reclaiming Aphrodite, men get a lot of benefit from the book as well. And I've had great feedback from men that it's helped them with their sexual addiction or sexual abuse or wounding issues. So, yes, it's really this play of masculine and feminine inside of us.
Again, that's so powerful because it just shows how empowered we are to be able to create that balance. And what a beautiful way to think of it. I love the way you've expressed this way of thinking about the fact that both are there and available, but also having a really good understanding of that creates an environment where we understand those that are actually male in our life, you know, combined with our femininity, because we are a part of all that too, and being able to identify with that, you can see where it would just create beautiful relationships.
Well, it certainly does that, and I can attest to that in the marriage that I'm in. I met my partner, who I refer to as my beloved, in the sacred sexuality work. And because I had been doing my own work for several years, and he had also been doing his work, we were able to meet in this beautiful place of being whole beings. We didn't need each other to be complete. We wanted to be together because we absolutely loved and enjoyed each other's company. We felt a lot of compatibility. But at the same time, you want the polarity. You want in a relationship, you've got to have polarity. There's got to be a strong feminine essence and a strong masculine essence. Otherwise, you just become friends and roommates. It's wonderful to have that friendship and companionship. But if you want to have a good sexual relationship and romantic relationship, you want that polarity. So when you have an understanding of these concepts, you can actually bring them into play. And really, the foundation of any good relationship is communication and being able to speak your truth in the relationship without needing to pretend like you're someone else in order to please your partner. And this is such a big piece of people recovering from sexual abuse. They're used to molding themselves into being what somebody else wants. That is a survival skill. It's one of the biggest survival skills. And it's how children do actually survive. It really is life or death. So when we take these things into our adulthood, they really don't serve us anymore. So when we can have awareness of them and come into a relationship and be able to speak our truth and have it received, even if our partner doesn't like it, that is a super powerful thing.
That is incredibly powerful. And you are absolutely amazing. I cannot tell you how much I know we've all enjoyed spending time with you today. And thank you so much for being so generous about sharing your wisdom on this really important subject. Never more important than now, I would say, and certainly very topical. So I know the book, Reclaiming Aphrodite, The Journey to Sexual Wholeness, can be found on Amazon and other leading booksellers. But if people would like to connect with you, and I know they will want to, is there a website where they could go to do that?
Yes, of course. There certainly is. The website is my name, amritagrace.com. I'll go ahead and spell that, AmritaGrace, amritagrace.com. I'm very accessible, and I love connecting with my readers. And there's also, I write a blog, there's lots and lots of wonderful free resources on my website, and I would love to have people visit and connect with me if they feel inspired to do so.
Fabulous. Amrita, thank you so much for being with us. And everyone, I hope you'll run out and get the book, Reclaiming Aphrodite, and also be sure to connect with Amrita on her website, because we just covered the tip of the iceberg today. There's so much more to learn. And Marita, once again, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Vicki, and thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.